Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Another social media blog question I received. People tell me to diversify my focus, but I love what I do. And are they right? Should I diversify or should I stay focused on what I love to do? Well, I have been bombarded many times, not every day, but many times in my life where people said, you know, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you should do this, you're supposed to do that. And everybody around you who has a different set of values will project their values onto you and try to get you to do something that supports their values. That's pretty common. And the question is do you have the courage to be yourself in a world that wants you not to be? And if you know something you absolutely love to do and it's deeply fulfilling and you're inspired to do it, and you can't wait to get up in the morning and do it, and it's meaningful and somehow serves people in the process so you get rewarded and meaningful, you know, fulfillment out of it, why would you change? Now, if they are taking care of you and you're doing a hobby and you're not making any income and they're frustrated with you because you're dependent on them and you keep doing something that doesn't produce anything and they're trying to tell you that we're going to wean you off if you don't get some sort of income from generating on it, well, then that's another story because you're a dependent and you're basically not being accountable to become self-sufficient doing something you love to do. And so I can understand that. They're probably going to project that because they're trying to say, hey, we don't want to keep rescuing you and enabling you and keeping you from being productive. So and depending on the context, people may be giving you feedback to let you know that they're not being fulfilled in rescuing you and taking care of you. So put it in context. If you absolutely love to do something about, do a service, if you're doing it and you're self-sufficient and you'll be able to take care of yourself doing it and you love doing it in some sort of career path, then you could say, thank you very much. I'll consider your feedback. And if you see me not doing it, feel that I'm unworthy of any more comment. Another bug off. But if you see that you're a dependent on somebody and they're trying to let you know with a hint that this isn't fulfilling to them and they're going to cut you off eventually and you need to figure out how to be self-sufficient doing something you love to do, that's another story. Because really, you're doing a hobby and you're not making it a career out of it, and they're paying for that. And that's not a fair exchange. So people are going to withdraw from that. So put it into context. I don't know. The person asked me this question didn't give me a context, so I'm just giving you both those possible contexts. No one's going to sway me from doing what I love doing, which is teaching, researching, writing, and traveling the world. I love doing that. People have told me many times, I ought to be doing this, I should be doing this, I ought to be doing this, I need to do this, and all that. I got tons of those. And occasionally some of those are useful, and I add them into my mix. But I know in my heart what I want to do, and if you know in your heart what you want to do, by God, do it. Give yourself permission to do it. Some of the people that ridicule you and try to oppose you and try to change you and try to tell you to do this and that, 10 years later may be the ones that are rallying around you going, hey, you're right. I was projecting. So discern. If you're dependent on them, they deserve to have an influence and make a comment if they're not getting their values met and they feel that they're basically squandering their money on your fantasy and your hobby because you love doing it. You know, I had a mother one time that was frustrated with her son that was, you know, doing video games and social media all the day, and he wasn't making a living out of it. And so finally she said, you go out and get a job and say, that's it. I'm not rescuing anymore, not taking care of you anymore. Time for you to have a job. You're old enough to work. And that made him all of a sudden realize what he really wanted to do there, because he realized that he wasn't going to be able to play games all day long. But at the same time, I also know some people that love to play games that go make millions of dollars serving millions of people doing it. So if you have an intention to become self-sufficient and be of service to people doing what you love to do, then you have the right to say bug off to people. But if you're dependent, you might want to care enough about other people to find out a way of making sure it's a win-win to the people you're around. Maybe they're trying to give you a hint. But if it's just a projection of their own insecurities and their own lack of understanding, or they're not caring about your values and they want you to be a lawyer, a doctor, or whatever, and you want to be a car repair guy or something, I don't know. If you love that, by God, stick to it. And if you're fulfilled in that, but do factor in their feedback. Sometimes they're giving you instant feedback. Listen to it. Don't necessarily follow it, but listen to it just in case their feedback is useful. You may be going down a path. I had a young man that wanted to go down a path because he couldn't see beyond this path of income. And his father was trying to say, if you work for other people, you'll probably be limited. If you work for yourself, you'll go farther. And about 10 years later, he got what his father was saying. And he kind of go, well, I'm now ready for that, but I had to make it on my own decision. I probably could have started early, but I wasn't really into the mode. I wasn't an entrepreneur at the time. So what his father said was useful, but it wasn't practical for him at that moment. So he had to come back, and then he appreciated his father in hindsight. So look at the information, assess if any of it useful. If it is, incorporate it. If it's not, just say thank you for your opinion and move on. But if you're doing something you love and it's meaningful and it's productive and you're inspired by it and you're making a living at it, by God, follow your path. Do what you love to do in life. People who do are more vitalized, energized, meaningful. Remember, money without meaning leads to debauchery. Money with meaning leads to philanthropy. And you'll end up doing more service to the world and more contribution, more rewards out of the life if you're doing something that you really love to do that's meaningful, that serves people and gets paid for it. And if you just have a hobby, as long as you have a passive income or somebody else is willing to pay for that, then okay too. But make sure you're in fair exchange with the people that are doing that. And don't lie to yourself about it. Be honest, because they may be trying to give you a hint. So I don't know the situation. I only had the question, but I want to hit it from those different angles in case any of those apply to whoever asked. Thank you very much.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.